You're listening to Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. It is the 15th day of April 2014. It is tax day. Time to check in on the futures markets. Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, is on the phone line. Good tax day to you, Wayne.
Yes, happy tax day to all the rest of you. You know, it was the day we had to make sure none of our SEP payments sent in postmarked by today, so that way. But what a day in the bean market, Todd. You know, up 24, 25 cents here, up 9 on the new crop, and on very little news.
Yeah, so what was it? I mean, we didn't kill a crop because there's not a crop to kill anywhere. So
no.
I don't know. What happened?
Well, there was anticipation of the crush, which was very good. It was higher. There was talk that there was bull spreading to try to tighten up the old crop beans that we look to run out of if we don't import some beans or cancel some of our exports we've got on the books. And basically the technical picture was pushing up. They made a run back at the $15 mark, and of course the May did close above the $15 mark tonight. The rumors out of the Ukraine and with the Russian troops and what was going on, there was one point through the day we saw a rumor of a plane shot down over the Ukraine, but could not find any confirmation of it. But there is continuing to be skirmishes, battles, and war of words, and moving of troops and whatever over there that makes it a very hot spot as far as thinking that there could something erupt any time. You know, wheat up 23 cents on that sort of news.
Yeah, I think I saw actually a Russian news agency report on the plane that said it was a training run. And that it just crashed. So we'll see how that plays out as time comes. But the wheat market has been pushed both by weather and by Putin. But I want to come back to this beans just a bit, because the $15 mark in the old crop beans, and get your thoughts on it in particular. So the push here, I guess, Wayne, and maybe you, hopefully you can give me some better insight, is that we're really tight on old crop beans. Everybody knows that, and they either have to limit, I guess, usage in the United States, or they have to have enough of a price push to be able to import beans into the United States. And either way, they have to go up.
That's basically what it was on. And then, of course, when we got the crush, the NOPA crush data, I think that was about the highest monthly crush for going back to, I think, 2007 or something like that. So, you know, it was a very big crush. You took the inventory that we had as of March 1st, you took the crush off for the month, and the exports that we had, and puts us, it figures down very, very tight stocks, again, even tighter than what they were expecting and projecting. So that was the push on the old beans as far as that, but there wasn't any other big announcements of export sales today or anything along the lines like that, but just a very tight situation here. And the you know, the processing plants using that many beans, when they're saying there aren't many out here to buy, it was awfully hard to see where they come up with that many, to be very honest.
So on the wheat market, we know, of course, that anything that happens in Russia and the Ukraine is a speculative risk management move on the part of the trade. But there are other things that happened. The weather last night in the Great Plains was really cold. We won't know about damage, I suppose, for a while.
No, and to go along with that, we know of quite a bit of wheat that has been failed by crop adjusters up in northern Illinois. Other ones in different places, of course, going out there. But we know about 500 to 600 acres that have already been considered failed crop in DeKalb County, Illinois.
Oh, is that because it didn't make through the winter?
It through the winter,
oh,
yes.
Oh, it was so hard. I had not heard that and hadn't really thought about boy, the winter was really harsh.
Yeah, the winter was a little rougher than usual this year.
Well, it won't let go. We had snow here last night, too.
I had to scrape my windshield this morning.
Yeah, so, I have ice on the snow. Yeah, that's the way it goes. So let's see. We've got lots of things happening in those marketplaces. And then corn just was, well, kind of neutral for a while.
Well, I mean, basically, as we look at our weather forecast, I mean, let's be realistic. We look like we should be able to get in the field next week in Illinois, Indiana, and parts of Iowa. And we look to be, you know, catching up really fast when we get there. So as we look at that, you know, we've got some weather pre-minute already, but if we get to the field, that's one of the reasons we think that corn just stayed behind the wheat and the beans today, is because of the anticipated planting next week. And that, you know, let's stop and think here. We do have plenty of corn to get through this year. It's not like we're going to be in tight stocks going into the year. And if we do get out fast, plant lots of corn acres. We'll be in the same shape again next year.
Yeah, I went through those crop progress numbers, and we have Mark Schleusner with a little audio update here in a bit. But I think if you listen to him, what you may hear, and this is what I heard, was that last year, or maybe I didn't hear it there, maybe I read it, one of the two, but last year we were 1% planted at this time, and this year in the state of Illinois, we're at 1% planted, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, basically, we're on line with last year. We had a, you know, very, very good crop last year, but, you know, we'd still like to see this get in. The big thing that we have going this year is the El Nino. Looks to be a good year for growing corn and beans, but there are some of the weather forecasts saying it'll come in a little later and might be hot and dry early. So we'll have to see which one comes to fruition.
What do you think of the livestock market at this point?
The livestock market, you know, we are pushing up at some really high levels that we still have tight supplies, just like the beans, all except it's in meat. And, you know, they're going to stay strong, but it's going to be hard to push to new highs in this level here until we see how many fewer hogs that we do actually have because of the PED coming online here later down in the summer.
Well, we thank you so much for taking time with us today.
Thank you, Todd.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana, and joins us here on this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report.